Welcome back to another episode of the Draft Back Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host, and if you missed last episode, go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
Man, I mean, I was doing better last weekend. All right, we won last weekend. We didn't win this weekend. I could be doing better. I could be doing worse. But overall, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I mean, I'm doing pretty good as well. Watched some extremely boring football for my team, at least. Other games were really exciting. We did win, but
at least on YouTube TV.
It's so boring to watch the Steelers. Like, I love the Steelers. Diehard Steelers fan, but oh, it's so boring. Like, we're just setting ourselves up for a 9-8 season.
Hey, like, kick a bunch of field goals.
Dude, I'm prepared for it. So
pick up Chris Boswell fantasy, that's all I heard.
Dude, yeah.
It's insane. I
mean, yeah, Chris Boswell dropped 26 last week. I don't even know how many he dropped this week.
Well, I know he actually scored a touchdown this week.
We did. To our blocking tight end.
Yeah, it was Darnell Washington, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he needs to be more involved in that red zone, dude. He's 6'8". Like, just throw the ball. Nobody can get him.
Yeah, I mean, while we're talking about this, you want to start with this game first while we're already on the topic?
We can pull up this game, but let me pull up the games. What are we in, week two?
Week two. No, week seven. No, I'm fine.
Week seven already?
But I'll start talking about the game, since you're pulling it up. Our defense looks really good, as always. Bo Nix. Bo Nix, that's what I like to call him now.
Bo Nix, come on, man.
Bo Nix, he's a rookie and he's in a really crappy situation. It's funny watching the Broncos defense, because this happened last week. They're very inconsistent. Like, some drives, they'll look so good. No way to stop this defense or to get past this defense. And then the next, it's like, is there, like, what's happening? Broderick Jones. Oh my gosh, he got benched there in this game.
Really?
He did. Yes. No, I know that is. That's like, I was happy he got benched because there was three penalties on the same possession. But it's still sad because we drafted him last year, and it's like, well.
For the Patriots, we need offensive line. He's better than what we have.
I mean, Broderick Jones still has not impressed me. He is not a true number one, which that makes me worried for the college offensive linemen coming into this league, because it's so, they're such in a good scheme and.
Yeah, I mean, it's Georgia, man.
Who's the guy? Mims. I was worried about that with Mims.
Yeah, which is fair. I am worried still about that with Mims.
But yeah, it's just Justin Fields has looked really good. Did you see that pass to Pickens?
I didn't.
Oh my god! It was crossbody on the run, and then penalty. Holding Broderick Jones. And that right after that, he got benched. But yeah, really nothing exciting to talk about with this game. If the Steelers can score more than, I'll say, 18 points a game, then I think they could go on a good run.
Yeah.
I did see a lot. Our progression on offense was very visible this game.
Yeah.
It looked a lot better. Broncos really had no rhythm in this game. And their offense just, I feel, really doesn't have a rhythm. Like, there's no, it doesn't look like they have a game plan. But, yeah, not much to talk about.
Otherwise.
Yeah, of course, if you're watching on YouTube, you see Zane pulling up the Patriots game. We got to talk about our favorite teams first.
Yes, we did. I was pulling up my team first. I apologize. Everyone was pulling up my team after talked about yours. Sorry I didn't get yours up for it. But
it's okay.
Dude, do you have any more Steelers thoughts? I didn't get to watch those.
No. I didn't watch much of y'all's game.
Well, I mean your game. Like, what was your thoughts? Like, any last thoughts for your game?
Oh, no.
Not you. Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm rubbing my eyes if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're not, I'm rubbing my eyes. Goodness gracious, dude. Okay. I got some issues. I have some things that I have some issues with. First thing, our offensive line. We had a pressure rate of 47 percentile. Highest in the league. 47% pressure rate on passing downs. We had 30-something yards to receivers. Let's see. Yeah, like 30-something yards to wide receivers. That's not okay. All right? Guaranteed, I'm not fully blaming our wide receiver core with how bad our offensive line is. And we kept it close with a team I thought we were going to lose to, and we went to overtime. I had us winning because I'm a fan of my own team, but I kind of figured we were going to lose this game. I think I said it to Bradley, haven't I? I said that to you a couple times?
No.
Yeah,
you have.
We had a fumble. It was kind of dumb. It wasn't really a fumble.
I heard that y'all don't like move the ball down the field. Y'all are not good at that.
How do I describe it? We've run the most jumbo package in the league. We are a very run-first team. Like, what team in college is that way? Like, we're almost like Navy right now, it feels like, where they just only run the ball.
Yeah. I mean, with Brissett only having 149 yards passing.
Crazy.
That's not good.
No, it's wild, even. He didn't look great. He looked good in the first half. And in the second half, we only passed for 32 yards. That's what and I really think that's gonna be the cause for Drake May coming in. But he isn't the reason. Brissett's not the reason it's so bad. We're getting separation. And if you see it on YouTube in the corner right now, DK scoring a touchdown on us. That play was on Duggar. Actually, that was Duggar's fault. Christian Gonzalez has still only allowed 3 receptions. He allowed like 3 receptions. From DK for like 15, 20 yards, which is insane. The gauntlet he has been through without allowing a touchdown is crazy.
Yeah. Y'all are
phenomenal.
Y'all are fifth in average separation with 3 point, fifth worst in average separation with 3.1 yards.
3.1 yards is supposed to be average.
Well, it is week 2, and this is just like across the league.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I don't know how
3.2 was like the average. So I don't understand. But honestly, outside of Polk and Douglas, and wide receivers are garbage.
Yeah, Polk scored a touchdown.
That I was very hyped for that touchdown. That's my boy. So I was pretty hyped. He only had 2 catches for 12 yards. One of them was a touchdown, so that's what matters. He had 3 targets. One of them we don't talk about. Brissett had to throw it away. Gibson honestly looks great. As you can see from 96 yards on 11 carries and 8.7 average. That's
insane. I was seeing that. Like, they would show it on red zone, Gibson with the run. I'm like, he's having a field day.
He had a good day. Stevenson had a good day. I trust our running backs. I don't trust anything else right now. Our pass blocking is subpar. We allowed, I think, 11 pressures in the game or something like that. But going to the other team, Geno looked good. I got to give it to credit where credit's due. Geno looked good.
Zane is currently trembling right now. If everyone can't see.
No. It was more just off of that, or like 60 of that came off a busted coverage touchdown because of Duggar not playing his spot. Charbonnet didn't look that good. He had a touchdown, but it was like His longest run was 9 yards. He had 38 yards on the ground on 14 carries. That's not that good. Geno, we kept him his feet short too. But, man, our corners in zone, which I don't know why we were in zone so much. Our corners in zone got cooked. DK Metcalf, 129 yards and a touchdown. And JSN had 12 catches for 117 yards. Zone is not where we need to stick. It was actually bad. Last little thing. Where was it? Oh, there was a BS penalty that helped the Steelers win the game. Even the wide receiver said it wasn't a penalty, and it still was called, like, it was still called PI, and Tyler Lockett walked up to Jonathan Jones and said that wasn't PI. So, NFL, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
Also, we got did you see that they, talking about the Patriots, did you see where they said Mike Gesicki caught that ball last week?
Yeah.
And it was a touchdown?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it did pop out, but I don't disagree with you. I don't really have any last thoughts on my team, so I'm going to move on. Okay, moving on to the next game, we're going Cleveland and Jaguars. My goodness. Jaguars have let me down.
Yeah, Deshaun looked a tad bit better.
He didn't look great, though.
No, he went from, like, down at the bottom, like, awful to just, like, a inch or two off the floor.
Exactly. Honestly, I'm not worried. I'm worried for Trevor, but I'm not worried for Trevor. The O-line was bad.
Yeah, that defensive line cooked the Jaguars up.
So the Jaguars really got to focus on that. Focus on that O-line coming up. I don't know what's going on with Amari Cooper, but I am not having it. I have him in fantasy, like, everywhere, and it's making me so mad that he is doing what he's doing. Jerry Jeudy looks great, though. I got to give a positive. Jerry Jeudy, phenomenal. Where did your touchdowns come from? Did they ran for one, and that's it. And then just field goals, I guess.
I think they got a fumble. Did they get a fumble?
No, they had.
Touchdowns. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so there were 7 QB hits and 4 sacks. So Trevor got hit 11 times. He had a below 50% completion percentage, over 200 yards, though, looking at positives. Brian Thomas is clear wide receiver 1. Branton Strange showed up when they didn't have Ingram. Gabe Davis also looked solid.
Ingram got injured, like, right before the game, too.
Yeah, Ingram, yeah, that was the worst. I had a friend call me and go, hey, I need to be able to pick up a tight end. I lost Njoku and Ingram. So can you let me pick up a tight end? And so I literally just had to fix it so I could grab one because it was just rough.
Yeah, I didn't really catch this game that much, so.
Yo, there was a safety. Gotcha. That's why. So it was a safety that had got them to 18. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really... Neither of these teams are going to go anywhere, in my opinion. Defense is going to carry this Browns team, and I do love their wide receivers and how good they're doing. But defense will carry this Browns team, and this Jags team, their defense didn't look bad. Their offense needs to step up, and it's mainly their offensive line. You can't let your QB get hit like 11 times. That's ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Did you watch this game at all? I didn't, so I was just asking.
No, not really. But
I have to look a little bit later.
The Browns need to put in Jameis Winston if you want any chance for the playoffs.
I mean, it's not like Deshaun did bad. It's just like he didn't do good either.
Yeah, but 186 yards, like, no, you can do better.
Yeah, no. Did he have 200? No, it didn't. He had 186. My fault.
I just feel like Deshaun Watson just doesn't trust himself to go deep at all.
Yeah, now, which is weird.
Yeah, it's just different.
Very, very weird.
This game. I loved watching this game.
I have a lot of thoughts. What, do you got a lot of thoughts on this game? I started a lot.
I did, too. Max Crosby. I love watching Max Crosby. If I'm a Ravens fan, I am so nervous because this offensive line is awful. They couldn't stop. I mean, they were playing a great defensive line these past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But still, you cannot let the pressure get to Lamar as much as it has.
It's been bad. I mean, he only had 2 sacks, but he had to make up for a lot.
He had to get out of the pocket, scramble. And Max Crosby had 4.5 or 5 sacks, I believe. That was Aiden Hutchinson. Sorry.
Hutchinson's insane.
Yeah. Max Crosby kept getting to the quarterback.
He had 7 pressures besides the sacks.
And what's funny is, like, Gardner Minshew had a horrendous first half. It was not a good half.
Also didn't look bad after he got sacked 5 times in this game. This Ravens defense looks good.
Yeah, and then in the second half, he turned it around. So,
the Ravens,
and then Davante Adams locked in.
Oh, yeah. Finally, thank you. 27 points. Fantasy football. Goodness gracious, took you long enough. Oh, Brock Bowers actually looks like the right pick. I needed to say that now. He looks great.
Like, I'm yeah.
Positive. He looks awesome for this team. So... You have 3 good weapons. Just imagine next year when they get a QB.
But imagine Bo Nix in this offense.
It would look a lot better.
It would go so much better for him. I still believe that the Bo Nix pick was a little too soon for the Brock Bowers pick. And just not the right team, really. Not soon, but, like, not the right team.
See, Brock Bowers, I don't hate the pick. I just, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just trying to look. Honestly, like, this, Kyle Van Noy had 2 sacks. Golly, blast from the past.
Yeah, Kyle Van, he's had a good couple weeks.
Yeah. I'm not mad at Lamar for his performance this week. And I'm not mad at Henry for his performance this week. I'm disappointed with the line. Even Zay Flowers, like, Zay Flowers looked good. Andrews looked good. Bateman looked solid. Likely is down after last week, which is annoying. But, like, overall, this team did not look bad. And the only people to blame for this game right now is the offensive lines. I mean, it's Crosby. So, like you said, it's Crosby. But
yeah, and this Ravens offense just couldn't get anything going. They could not get the run going. Eventually they did. And they just couldn't hold on to this the Raiders defensive line.
Yeah, this Ravens team will not beat the Chiefs. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I look at the AFC right now. The Ravens are not a team that could beat the Chiefs.
I just don't think, yeah, like the Ravens usually start off really hot going into the season.
And they're not right now. I still think they can win the division. It's between them and the Bengals for me right now.
Oh.
I know you're 2-0. You're not going to continue this, okay? We both know.
We play the Chargers, then Colts. 4-0.
The Colts game I think you can win, but the Chargers game probably not.
Let him cook.
Yeah. So you might start off the year 3-1. I don't know. My team's probably going to start off 1-3. It's fine. Moving on to the next game, which is the Jets and Titans game. Did you watch this game at all?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Titans just, they do what they do best. They hurt themselves. Will Levis is not the answer.
Levis is the answer. Levis needs to get himself out of his head thinking, I have to do everything myself and try and look like Mahomes. He needs to stop that business. Just play football, okay, Levis? If you're going to take a sack, accept it. Don't throw it backwards 10 yards to your running back who should have caught the ball just to keep your team out of field goal range and lose your team the game. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand it. Also, the run defense, they allowed... They only allowed one touchdown on the ground. Okay. Titans' run game looked mad. Pollard is not great. Spears, I'm needing to see more. Levis looked fine on the ground. I mean, like, the right and left side of the line look horrible. Still. And they drafted your guy, 7th overall, and he looked awful. So,
he did.
Offensive line, again, an issue in this league right now.
Yeah, but the block punt.
True.
Put him in good field position. Turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers is what killed this game.
And then.
And if you're
it just.
Right now, sorry. If you're seeing it in the corner right now, Ridley scored the first NFL touchdown on Sauce Gardner in man coverage. So thank you, Calvin Ridley, for ending that stupid.
That was a beautiful throw. It was a
beautiful throw.
It was kind of lucky.
Levis is not a problem. It was a dime. That was like red.
He needs to fix his decision making. Because there are still sometimes where he throws it into coverage that he should not be throwing it to.
Going on in the corner right now. He's literally, the coach is literally saying, Levis was dumb. Like, that's what I think he said. Or something along those lines. It's like, he doesn't need to do that. He's a grown-up.
Yeah. But moving on to the Jets.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers still, like, it's early into the season, but it's still, he doesn't look like Rodgers yet, still.
This is not Rodgers.
This is not Rodgers at all. They couldn't get consistency out of this offense in this game.
It worries me.
And I don't know how – I still don't like Nathaniel Hackett at their offensive coordinator.
Thank you. He's horrible, dude. Like, I'm freaking out. I'm geeking out a little bit, but thank you for saying it because he is horrible.
Yeah.
He needs to be fired immediately. As somebody who's friends with a Broncos fan who knows all about it, he preaches about how bad Nathaniel Hackett is all the time. And I don't disagree with him after having watched Nathaniel Hackett the past few years that Nathaniel Hackett is one of the worst OCs in the league.
Yeah.
I think he has a job because of Rodgers right now.
Yeah, wherever Rodgers goes, he has to bring his friends. It's like a little sleepover for Rodgers. Like, oh, guys, we're going to go sleep over in New York. Let's all go.
Let's see.
But, yeah.
It's fine for New York. Like, Braylon Allen looks solid, I do have to say. So, y'all have two good running backs in New York, which I thought Braylon Allen was going to be a stud. So, because he was a 20-year-old running back who looked like a tank. Which worries me as a Patriots fan, them having two.
Yeah, Andy got a passing touchdown too.
Yeah, he had the second most receiving yards, the third most receiving yards on the team, behind a running back and a wide receiver.
With 23.
With 23. Do you remember who said that Mike Williams was going to be good? That wasn't me. I think it was you. Didn't you say he was going to be good? Or no?
I had higher hopes for Mike Williams than Keenan Allen.
See, that's what it was. And I was like anti-Williams, like all around. I'm like, Williams is going to suck. I think it was a different person that was like full on saying that Mike Williams is going to be good. Like, just like all over it. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
D-Hop fell off a cliff. Figurative sense. 2 targets, 1 catch, 9 yards. That's not a good look. And then Treylon Burks is the reason for Levis's interception. Because he can't pull on a ball. Defense for the Titans didn't look bad either, though. I will say. Nick Folk still looks like Nick Folk. I don't know. There's not much more in this game. I think that's pretty much it. So we'll move on to the next team.
Yeah.
Ooh, good one. I'll let you, before I start bashing, I'll let you go.
Brian Flores. I love Brian Flores. His scheme is, his play calling is incredible. He loves to blitz on like third down. He loves to like bring hidden blitzes on third down, and it's just beautiful to watch. Bring the pressure, maybe not blitz, but like he loves to bring pressure on third down.
Yeah.
And it just is so beautiful to watch. I mean, this Vikings team, if they seem legit, if Sam Darnold can keep this confidence and still throw it downfield and not really be scared to pass the ball, and
yeah,
I believe in Sam Darnold and this Vikings team. Even without Jordan Addison, they guys still got the win.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Crap. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, Purdy's a fraud.
Dude, Purdy's not a fraud. Dude, the defense was just so good in this game.
Well. Oh yeah, and what's the other thing? Flores will have a head coaching job next year waiting. Like, I don't care 100%. Where or what team. Whatever team fires their coach first, if they need a good defense and they have everything else, you go hire this man.
Woo. The only thing that I'm, like, concerned about with Flores not getting a good job is he sued the NFL.
True.
So.
He sued the NFL for a rightful reason, though.
Yeah. You think he'll go back to Miami and catch him with Tua? Have you seen what Tua said? Flores said, great defense from the Vikings. The Vikings offense did what they had to do. The Vikings were just not letting the 49ers do much of anything. I mean, they ran. You said what?
I said they were getting downfield. They just couldn't.
They just couldn't execute in their, yeah.
Exactly.
And I think that's where Brian Flores is his best, in the red zone. It's red zone defense.
That's why I was made of playing against him.
But Jordan Mason, he had another game.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Gallatin kid. Always.
Yeah.
Not by us at all. Sam Darnold had a good game. Ty Chandler, wow. Okay, maybe RB1 for this team eventually, maybe already. Jalen Naylor looks like a good wide receiver 3 fit for this team once Addison's back. Debo looked great until his injury. He's going to be out for several weeks, which, oh my gosh, the injury bug killed me. Fantasy football. I think Debo's supposed to be out for like 2 or 3 weeks is what it said right now. So, you better be starting Kittle.
And Brandon Ayuk got that contract and decided not to play football anymore.
He decided, I'm going to be lazy and do anything.
Yeah, he got the money and just ran.
Yeah. We see that occasionally, unfortunately.
But yeah. Fred Warner, oh my gosh, he had himself a game.
Always. Interception?
Dude, he baited Sam Darnold on that interception, too. It was a beautiful play. It was a beautiful play by Fred Warner. one of the best linebackers in the league.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's not a Hall of Famer. I don't know what is.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they allowed 6 sacks. Niners, what are we doing?
Yeah, dude, just bring in the presser. It's just like... It's just that hidden pressure, too. Like,
it's that disguised pressure, which I would love it to learn now. Well, it's not our fault, really, when half the defensive line is hurt. But it's fine. I don't know. Good win, though, Vikings. Neither of us had them winning. Good win.
Well, we can really skip over this game.
I'm going to talk about
it. If you're listening, it's the Panthers and Chargers game.
Man, okay. I need to start on one thing. It's a little rant about Bryce Young. You never bench your young QB. They benched him. For next week, they're benching him for the Red Rocket, which, if those who don't know, that is Andy Dalton. You don't bench your young QB. That's how you kill
him. Wait, they said they're benching him?
No, they were benching Bryce Young. Okay. You are the dumbest team in the league. The most poverty franchise in the league, if you really think that's going to work. Okay? You have to let him have time. 2 seasons. You're not even in 2 seasons yet, and you're already benching your young QB. What happened to Mac Jones? He got benched, killed his confidence, killed his game. He wasn't great. He didn't have athletic skills like Bryce does. But, oh my gosh, it takes a minute for a QB. It took Baker 4 teams to find the right fit. Like, you got to be patient with the young kid. When your top receiving option is Tommy Trimble? Hello? Deontay Johnson's dropping half his passes? Like, you're kidding me. You can't blame Bryce Young for this. And I hope and beg that this stupid Red Rocket mister goes and doesn't even score a point against the team they play next week. Just so he looks so much worse than Bryce. So that way that Bryce Young can come back in the next week and hopefully look better. Because this game wasn't on him. He did everything he could. He couldn't get a
pass
5 yards. Maybe because there wasn't anybody open past 5 yards. And his offensive line, how many pressures did this team have?
Five
pressures?
Offensive line played better.
They played better, but I saw multiple plays where he literally had a full-on run like a toddler. I was so upset with how they've handled this situation. But actually, on this game, J.K. Dobbins, comeback player.
He's back.
Quentin Johnston, you finally look like a first-round talent.
It was... The Panthers' DBs are just the worst DBs I've ever seen play football.
Yes, but his first touchdown actually looked good. Or one of them did.
That was a good touchdown.
That was good. All right, give credit. I gotta give credit. I don't know. I'm stuck on the fact that your second highest receiver was Tommy Trimble. Like, I know Bryce probably didn't look great, okay? I gotta say, he probably didn't look great. But you also don't have a wide receiver worth crap.
The thing with Bryce Young...
And no run game either.
It's that he's scared to throw it downfield. He's scared to throw it...
And there's no time.
But you have to. But you have to throw it downfield. You got to trust your receivers at a point.
Yeah.
And the receivers were open. The receivers were open in this game.
I'm sure. But those players over, he's getting pressured.
You know how many times he threw it over 10 yards?
Not much. Like 3.
Once. And it was an interception.
Yeah.
He's scared because there's nobody open. Bryce Young.
More than 10 yards a couple times.
What?
He threw it more than once because I saw a couple.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't trust in Bryce Young. I just don't. He's checkdowns, a lot of checkdowns, just like third and long checkdown.
It's done right.
Yeah, but you have to throw it. You have to throw it.
You have to throw it beyond 10 yards. Yes, but a checkdown offense works if it's ran correctly with a good offensive line.
And obviously this Panther, like, he's in a horrible situation with the Panthers.
They had 84 rushing yards, not including Bryce. 84 rushing yards. How many passing yards did they have? 84. You can't match. You can't have 168 yards of offense.
And you can't.
All on the QB.
I mean, but you can't throw 26 times and only have 84 yards.
Well, yeah. That's, but also, because you have the option of the dink and dunk. Look who we threw to. Slot guy. Tight end.
Adam Thielen was wide open.
He did. That was one of his passes beyond 10 yards.
There was another play where he was wide open, and Adam Thielen looked frustrated because wide open he is. Oh, that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, he missed him on that play. Yeah, he threw that over 10 yards, but he missed him. He looked
right. Deontay Johnson is a good route runner.
No.
Yeah, we saw this a couple years ago with him. I don't think the wide receivers are truly the problem.
They're not where's your rookie?
You gotta build up his confidence and get some checkdowns and then force him to throw the ball down.
Yes. I'm worried. Who are we missing on here? Their rookie wide receiver.
Where? Jonathan Minka?
Yeah. No, that's not.
Yeah, Florida State guy.
South Carolina.
Oh, that's your boy, Xavier Legit. Yeah,
Xavier Legit. Where is he on here? I'm worried about that. No targets at all, no nothing. The offense doesn't run well. If you can only do checkdowns right now, guess what, coach? That's what you're supposed to do.
I don't know. At this point...
Slant routes. Come on. It should be
amazing. Total... I'd be willing to trade Bryce Young. Like,
I'd ask him maybe after the season. There's no QBs though. This QB class is garbage. 2026 is so much better.
Who cares about your quarterback at this point? Who cares?
The team, because the head coach wanting to do his job.
That is fair. That is fair. But.
And the Carolina Panthers are going to care when all their fans stop showing up to games completely. Because their tickets are already $10.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about the glorious Justin Herbert. It was just a classic Justin Herbert game.
Yeah. Why is it saying average 3.2? Hold on, that's not right. It's supposed to be a bit. Okay.
No, that's 100%. That's 100%. Like, what are you questioning? Like,
I'm questioning how many yards it actually was. Okay, it was 5 yards a play for Bryce Young, and it was.
Well, I mean, are you including the negative sacks? Or, like, the negative plays?
Sacks? I'm not including that.
Or, no, not the sacks, but, like, the negative plays behind the line of scrimmage.
No, because I'm just... I'm just average completion, is what I'm saying. Average for Herbert was 9. Average for Bryce is 5. When you don't have your early round rookie running back, which I don't actually like that pick anymore. I think they should have gone offensive line with that second round pick. I loved the guy. I didn't like the pick. Honestly, if they'd picked Braylon Allen, they'd look a lot better right now.
I mean, we liked that pick, though.
I do like the pick, but I think they had a bigger need than running back. Now, if he comes in week 4 and Bryce Young is back playing quarterback and they look better because they have a run game, sure, all right, fine. But, yeah.
I don't know. I don't trust Bryce Young.
I don't trust Bryce Young either, forward. But I also don't think he's the total problem. Oh, man, do you want to start? Because I know you hate one of these teams. Or do I hate one of these teams? I think it's just me. Is it just me?
I hate the Cowboys. So I love the England Liz.
Yes, I think we're wrong about the Saints. First thing.
The play calling change significantly.
Mm-hmm. Derek Carr in an election year, man. He goes crazy. You think I'm joking? It's just a statement. Look at 2020.
I mean, Derek Carr, Derek Carr really hasn't had to, like, carry the Saints team yet, which is okay, which is totally okay.
On BOB and just calling it a day when he only has 11 completions for 241 yards, 43 yards. He's having a good day for himself. Guaranteed. Yeah. One of that's a check down and the other was actually a deep ball.
Yeah, the rushing just absolutely cooked this Cowboys defense.
Is back.
He could possibly.
He had like 100, or he had like 47 or 48, almost 50 points in fantasy. Pulled a Christmas day against the Broncos. Was it the Broncos? No, that wasn't the Broncos. I don't know. He pulled a Christmas day. So funny.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Jake Haener came in and did the kneeling, and that's funny. Yeah. Saints look like they have two good wide receivers, which is awesome. Dak Prescott is not worth that $60 million he's been given. Just saying.
It's just classic Dak, honestly.
It really is. It really is. Their running game is horrible for Dallas. And CeeDee Lamb looks like your only good... Actually, Tolbert, wow. Okay, Tolbert looked good too. So it looks like they have two good wide receivers. And you'll have your tight end back next week. But doesn't matter when you still kind of suck.
Yeah, this Saints team, they went from the least amount of motions to the one of the highest amount of motions, which is great because they have a lot of guys. They move their guys around, like Snead. He played running back at some point. They have Taysom Hill. He can go out there and play whatever position. They just really know how to use their guys in this offense. And
I mean, it helps when you upgrade your defensive crew as well. I mean, you added Kool-Aid and he looked good. You added Chase Young again. Looks good. He's probably going to get a good contract this next offseason. I'd be curious to see it. Honestly, if I'm the Saints team, I'm not worried. I feel like my foot's in my mouth for what my take was on the Saints team. I did have them third in the division. I could see them being first or second right now. But it's early to tell, and they just blew out a Cowboys team that I didn't think was that good anyway. I don't know. This Cowboys team just looked bad. So I'd definitely be worried.
Yeah.
As a Cowboys fan. CeeDee looks great, though, I will say. CeeDee Lamb, finally, took you a week to get a touchdown. Wrong week, but took you a week. I don't know. There's not much on this game other than good job, Saints. Thank you for blowing out the team everybody hates. It's not your year, Cowboys. It's not your year. Well, we're going to another divisional opponent of the Cowboys. Actually, we're going to a divisional opponent of the Cowboys. Two of them facing off, which is the New York Giants and the Commanders. What are your first thoughts?
Jaden Daniels looked pretty good in this game. He had to run the ball. Or he ran the ball a lot. Which I don't like. That's what his best skill is. And that's what I like to see. They couldn't really finish drives, though.
True.
They
got one touchdown, didn't they? No.
It was strictly field goals. I didn't watch a lot of this game. I just had Red Zone on, so...
Yeah.
But from what I saw, it was them not being able to finish drives, kicking field goals, Jaden Daniels rushing, Brian Robinson
looked great. He
rushing. The Giants' defense could not stop really anything.
Which is weird, considering they should have been able to stop everything.
Yeah, especially against a good, a bad team. Daniel Jones didn't throw a pick, though. That's positive on Daniel Jones' part. And they scored 2 touchdowns and did not win this game.
I'm questioning stuff
right now. Or 3 touchdowns.
They scored 3 touchdowns. Did they not kick a field goal once?
No, because their kicker got injured.
Oh my gosh. So they lost this game because their kicker got hurt.
Yes.
Your punter, weirdos.
I mean, I guess they...
No, why are you throwing your punter? That's bad coaching.
They're well, I don't know if their punter has any kicking experience, which they should.
He does the kickoffs.
He should. Well, I mean, think of it like this. It will throw off the whole timing of the kick.
It's better than nothing, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they converted on any 2-point conversions.
No, they didn't. They actually didn't.
Malik Nabers had a drop pass for a 4th down. And,
yeah,
but the rest of his game was great. Yeah.
He had 18 targets. If you have Malik Nabers in fantasy, congratulations. You have yourself a stud. Even with Daniel Jones at quarterback, you're still going to have a guy. He literally carried that offense this week. Singletary looks solid. So there's that. Like you mentioned, though, the Washington offense looked good, but guess what? None of the rookie QBs have yet to throw a touchdown. So, a little worried about that.
Eh, I'm not too worried. They're rookies.
Yeah, but that's never happened before.
No.
Jaden did look good, though. I will say, I need him to target Terry McLaurin more, but he did look good. Zach Ertz looks like the number one weapon right now, which is such a weird statement in 2024. Noah Brown is your wide receiver, too, which is weird. Eckler.
Zach Ertz had some good catches in this game. He went out, dived to catch the ball. It's impressive.
Awesome.
But yeah. They both had no chance for the playoffs.
I mean, I will say this Giants team did get 5 sacks. So it's not like you weren't getting pressure to the QB. You just weren't getting yourselves. You had the position to win, you didn't execute it right.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if they had a kicker this game, I think this game goes to overtime, Giants probably win. At least how I see it. I'm disappointed with the coaching on that, though. I would have just had my punter do it. I don't have any more thoughts on this game, though. This game, the next game, the Buccaneers and the Lions. I didn't get to watch it, unfortunately, but I got to see the after stuff. I'm disappointed with what I see. What do you think?
Baker looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
He looks really good. I did not really get to watch this game either. Like,
I'm really looking at stats for this game. St. Brown, you're back, but you didn't score a touchdown. Baker had his career long rushing touchdown, which I think is really funny.
Yeah.
This Lions defense actually looked really good overall. It's the offense that I was worried about. It was Goff, actually. Timeout. It was Goff that I was worried about. 2 interceptions. He doesn't throw a pick. They probably win this game. I will say... No, that was actually the other team. Run game looks solid for Detroit. I really am not seeing, like, why they didn't score more. Because it's not like they sacked the QB, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, the Bucks scored more points than the Lions did.
Really? No.
So, the Lions just needed to score 5 more points to win this game.
Interesting. That's a good thought process. Maybe they should try that next time.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm really just not processing why the Bucks won this game, other than turnovers. Because, like, hold on.
Baker. Yeah, I'm going to go back and rewatch this game, because I don't know how.
I love that. I have been a Chris Godwin fan since day one, man. Day one. I love that so much.
Rob Godwin.
Big Godwin guy. Evans looked solid, too. He didn't have a great day, but looked solid. Yeah. Baker fumbled twice and recovered. It got recovered both times, so it doesn't matter. So they literally won the turnover battle completely. Yeah, I don't understand. Like this, I think this Lions team just went through a hiccup in this game, and the Bucs just caught them while they were down.
Yeah.
I don't have an excuse for why they lost. However, I haven't field day. Watching on YouTube, you know I am a Colts hater, and well, everybody knows I'm a Colts hater. Not really a Colts hater, it's more just a Richardson hater. So I get to have a field day. Richardson, guess what? He completed 50% of his passes, but guess what? He threw 3 interceptions. Oh my gosh, this man is so bad. Okay, I put emphasis on so bad. Richardson. Honestly, if any QB should get benched, it should have been Richardson.
That's crazy.
No,
that's an insane statement.
It's not.
Well, I mean, so it's okay for the Colts, which they're in a better situation, to bench.
He's playing worse than Bryce Young is, in a way.
Well, what about his confidence? You were saying that about Bryce Young's confidence.
If you're going to bench a guy, Richardson. Benching Richardson, you have the right to when he throws 3 interceptions and costs you the game.
Well, I mean, this is really Richardson's first year, though, as a true starter.
Okay. You know what? You're right.
So, you can't give up on him yet. Did he have a bad game? Yes. Was one of those interceptions a Hail Mary? Yes. But the other 2 interceptions were bad. 2
fumbles. So he had 5 almost turnovers in this game. 5 turnover-worthy plays in a game is a no thank you in my book. Jonathan Taylor, thank you for still being you. I really appreciate it.
The Colts linebackers are horrendously bad.
No, it's terrible.
They are awful at... They just don't hit the right gaps. It's just like, where are you going, buddy? And it's just, you're not hitting the right gap.
I think, thinking of titles, is Alec Pierce wide receiver 1? That would be a good one. After these past 2 weeks, I'm seriously questioning it. I'm questioning Pittman's self, too. He got his contract and hasn't done anything the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's probably because Richardson can't throw it short. But, you know, it is what it is. Malik Willis won a football game? I mean, come on now.
Failed
on 2 passes.
They did not. It was strictly running. The Packers strictly ran this ball.
Like I said, if it works, it works. You have 4 guys. Like, this is nice, in my opinion. Look what they did in the run game. 261 yards rushing. It worked. Do it. Continue doing it. I fully encourage this because it works. Dobbs is the top wide receiver probably because he's a slot guy. Christian Watson has been a ghost the past 2 weeks. I don't know. Good job, Packers. That's probably what I have left on this. Good job, Packers. Anthony Richardson, you sir suck.
Yeah, he needs to work on his accuracy.
He needs to work on his everything. I've talked first on the last couple, so I'll let you cook.
The Cardinals came out 32 bombs to Marvin Harrison, and the game was over at that point. I turned it off, really. I mean, I had it in the background watching the Steelers and Bengals game, but other than that, it's just the Rams couldn't really get anything going on offense. They could not pass the ball at all. They kept trying to pass the ball, and they just couldn't.
You know the Rams are without Kupp and Puka now? The next four.
Yeah. Weeks. Yeah, and on their first couple of drives, they tried to keep running the ball, but they just couldn't. And the passing wasn't working either. Nothing was really working for this Rams offense at all. And the pressure, like, it showed that the Packers or the Rams offensive line's injury is hurting them.
Yes, the injuries to this Rams team, they honestly might not win more than like 7 games now. With how bad the injury bug is, I'm worried.
But this could possibly be Kyler Murray's best game of his career.
Oh, yeah, easily one of his best games. Marvin Harrison did, by the way, Marvin Harrison had 4 receptions, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the first quarter, and then he didn't do anything for the rest of the game. You know why? He sat on the bench. They literally took him off the field. I was going nuts. I had him in fantasy. I'm like, please continue. And then it just got up so much that it didn't matter.
Yeah, James Conner had himself a field day. It's just like, anything the Rams tried to do, they just couldn't stop this Cardinals offense.
Kupp is going to be out for 4 weeks, and Puka's out. This Rams team, I honestly might not pick him to win a game for a bit. Benson looks horrible. Trey Benson, the backup running back for Arizona, looks horrible. James Conner looks great. Kyler looks phenomenal. I'm excited for this Cardinals team. You might be right. You really might be right. This could be a playoff team.
Dude. I nearly went back on my prediction, but I was like, I'm keeping it.
I think did we both pick Cardinals? Or didn't we? I think
I picked the Rams. Hold up. Let me look. I'm nervous. I hope I picked the Rams.
I missed the Cardinals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm missing up 10 games this week. That's rough.
I missed 7. So I went 9 for 7.
Yeah, I went 6 for 10.
Yeah, I picked the Rams.
Yeah, I did too. I thought I picked the Cardinals. Sorry, Cardinals.
But
okay, I have one thought and one thought only: the refs and the Chiefs.
It's crazy. Oh brother!
No.
Oh brother!
Did you?
Yes, that's pass interference. Yes, 100%. You can't. Oh my God! What? No! Golly, dude. Dude, you experienced this as a Patriots fan. You experienced this as a Patriots fan.
This Chiefs team is so beatable, though. It's not even funny.
Okay. How did they get into that 4th and 16?
That's not P.I. It's the scene of the screen. It was not
P.I. It was P.I. Yes, it is. You can't run into a wide receiver.
Because he went up for the ball. He goes up for the ball. They both are playing for the ball.
Contact before the ball gets there. Contact before the ball gets there. Penalty runs into him.
And it's OPI and DPI.
That is.
To each other.
That is 100% PI.
And it got them in field goal range to win the game.
100% PI. 100%.
I was pointing out the refs for thanking them for winning the game.
100% PI. That was 100%. Now I'm not even saying that because I want the Bengals to lose.
No, looking at that, that is not the greatest call.
Yes, it is. I think it was a good call. It was the correct call.
The ref is 50 yards back.
Okay, tell me how he could have caught that then.
None of them could have caught it. because they're running into each other. Because they're both going for the ball.
Wait, who's running into who? Who's running into who? Who's running into who?
One's jumping back, one's jumping forward. So they're running into each other.
No, he was jumping up. He was jumping up. Can you show that in full screen? Can you show that in full screen?
I can't actually. Hold on. Let's look at this. Let's pull out the film. I don't care if we're getting trouble. Throws it.
P.I.
The guy is way too far back to make that call. Okay.
Hand on the helmet.
No, not hand on the helmet. Hand helmet. Hand hit helmet. Look, that's actually really funny. I could actually watch that over and over again. I'm not going to lie. Look how far back the ref is. It bonks him in the head.
That was pass interference. 100%.
I've seen worse not call. Okay,
That was just clearly pass interference. There's no one.
I think this Bengals team wins healthy, but I just don't think it was.
Well, I mean, Zach Taylor, his play calling's terrible. They have not thrown Ja'Marr Chase downfield. They've only thrown the ball to him twice, 10-plus yards.
He got locked last week. It doesn't matter.
Joe Burry looks back. Pass interference was fair.
No. I refuse.
The greatest interception.
Oh, that interception was the cleanest thing. Mahomes doesn't even look that great this year. Not gonna lie.
There's been some questionable.
You know, people are gonna be like, keyboard warriors in the comments or something right now. Hold on. It's only because he's just throwing a lot of picks this year. He's a turnover machine, all right? Calm down before you get upset, all right? Just don't get upset. I don't know. I don't think it was the IPI. I think they could have not called it, and it would have been okay. Does that make sense? Like, people wouldn't have gotten absolutely upset with it.
I would have got more upset if they didn't call it. I looked up. What is pass interference? You know, I'm just a curious guy. Yeah. If the defensive player contacts the offensive player while he is trying to catch the ball, unless the defender, what?
Isn't he supposed to be looking at the ball? It doesn't matter as much if the ball's in the air.
But that on that play, it does. Because you can't jump into someone while the receiver's...
Jones? Hold on. Then Jack Jones should have had P.I. in the Raiders game. Because he ran likely.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying...
Right.
But I mean, refs miss calls. Refs miss calls.
Because it was a decisive play. It was a B.O.B. play, or like a deep ball play, that should be called. So,
there are refs that miss plays or calls all the time, and that's okay. Hold on. That happens.
It's the interception. We just talked about it. Again, don't really care to get in trouble. Look at this pick. Oh, my gosh.
That was an incredible pick.
That was clean. It was unworthy, too. That is so satisfying to look at.
Thank you. Dude, one day we should do a live reaction to a game.
I think we should. Like, come over to one of each other's houses. That works. Oh, hey, so I thought Worthy was a good wide receiver, guys. 2 receptions, 17 yards. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know. I'm a Bengals fan at heart, I guess. So I'm a little biased. I'll admit it now. Burton looks solid. Deep
pass. I hope the Bengals go suck this year.
They're not going to suck. They barely lost to this Chiefs team, right? The Chiefs team that won the Super Bowl. And they're hurt. They have, like, 8 players missing right now. You know that, right? 8 of their starters.
No, I know. Yeah.
This Bengals team healthy beats them.
And this game, possibly. Hot take, Caleb Williams looked better than he did last week.
Well, obviously, yes, I do think he
looked okay. I didn't know if that was like...
No, but I agree with you. I actually defend Caleb for this game. He actually was not the whole issue. He got sacked 7 freaking times. That's the issue. Okay, hold on. I gotta watch that. That was...
Yeah. Did you not watch this game?
No. Well, I did, but I didn't. I didn't watch this clip.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That's kind of a late hit. That should have been a penalty.
No, he was still in bounds.
I know, but he's already out of bounds. Like, he literally...
No. No, because that was he was still in bounds.
That's what Mahomes, are they calling that?
Oh my gosh, dude.
If that's Mahomes, like,
this is coming from a Patriots fan. Everyone remember this.
Great, all right? But we never had this Chiefs thing that it happens every week.
Oh my gosh, yes, y'all did. Y'all could.
But it wasn't every week. It wasn't every single week.
This isn't an every week thing.
This is an every week thing with Mahomes.
100% not.
Every game, he has the most taken back interceptions in the league.
Okay, I don't know the stat on that, but...
Yeah, he has the most taken back interceptions in the league. Off of penalties. That's insane. Some of those, I guarantee you, are probably true. But some of them, like the one, are not. Getting to the actual game at hand. Bears didn't look bad. Caleb's just got to work through some stuff.
They don't his deep ball accuracy in this game really
sucked.
Was bad.
He was rattled too.
He looked more comfortable in the pocket. He played more like a pocket passer in this game.
This is what he said he wanted to be in the NFL. So like, I'm not giving him any hate for that. They don't have a run game, and their offensive line looks bad. Can't allow 7 sacks in a game. You really can't. It's like, it's inexcusable. I don't really care why, but it happened. So, I don't know. Caleb just didn't look bad, at least. Nico Collins looks like wide receiver 1. Diggs is wide receiver 2. And where's Tank Dell? I was sitting at the bottom with a -3-yard touch. Another guy I'm not a fan of, people, who does not look good. Aiden Hutchinson had better stats than you, and he didn't even catch a pass.
Dude, I want the Steelers to trade for Tank Dell.
That'd be solid. They won't ever let Tank Dell go from the Texans, but that'd be solid.
Yeah.
Y'all would trade for Diggs before you do Tank Dell.
Please, no.
Well, you only pick divas.
I know.
Cam Akers looked solid once he stepped in for Mixon after Mixon got hurt. I don't know. This Texans team, it doesn't worry me, but I would have liked to have seen more points out of them. I know this Bears defense is good, but I expect more out of this Texans team than I'm seeing. They are 2-0, but I expect a lot more wins-wise, so I expect them to play better from here on out. I don't really have any other thoughts besides Caleb didn't look bad, and honestly, Stroud looked good, too. Now, this game, I didn't get to watch most of this game. I was at church tonight. So I would love to hear your thoughts from someone who watched it live.
Kirk Cousins, the play calling for the Falcons offense was a lot better. They had Kirk Cousins under center a lot more. That's where he's most comfortable at.
Yeah.
Bijan had a really good game. The Falcons defense is still about. The Eagles.
I'm replaying the clip over. I think we have an Eagles fan in here watching this. I'm just going to play the clip a couple times. Just.
Oh, gosh. Let me talk about this, Eagles.
I want to hear it.
Right. Jalen Hurts had about 8 seconds in the pocket every time. This Falcons pass rush is awful. Like, they just could not get to Jalen Hurts at all. And Jalen Hurts just his wide receivers couldn't get open. Like, they need better receivers. They, without A.J. Brown, they could possibly be bad.
I see the read here. Okay, he started because he has Smith. He was going right to Smith for the corner, and they were going to run it out. But Bates.
Yeah, Andy got hit right when he threw it.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. Yep. That would have been a perfectly placed ball for Smith. I'm really not upset on that interception if I'm the Eagles. Like, that's not – I don't blame Hurts on that.
Yeah. And Jalen Hurts had so much time. The Falcons couldn't really stop the run either.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith was wide receiver when he stepped up in his role.
Yeah. Roderick looked good too. I just realized my bet.
Sorry, go ahead.
I said my bet for Devontae Smith was that he had 75 and a half or over 75 and a half receiving yards. He had 76. That's funny.
Yeah, the Eagles need more depth at receiver. Like, no one could get open.
I mean, you have your top two guys, and then Deontay Johnson. Not Deontay Johnson. Hello? Jahan Dotson. Both can't catch the ball. Worth the crap. But Jahan Dotson, he was supposed to be a wide receiver three, and he doesn't look good. Goddard stepped up, too, honestly, in this game. I got to see, like, the last 15 minutes-ish on the car ride home.
Were you watching the game while driving?
Maybe I was. Maybe I wasn't. There's no proof. All right. No proof. Bijan had a good day. Would have loved a touchdown. Saquon had a good day. Again, would have loved a touchdown. Totally wouldn't have won me $600 or anything, but I would have loved a touchdown. Like you said, Kirk, I got to see the last couple. I got to see that last touchdown. He looked good. He really did step up this week.
He looked better, for sure.
Darnell Mooney is wide receiver one.
Nah.
It's weird. Well, he's not wide receiver one, but, like, he's their big play threat, you know?
Yeah, but the balls he caught, it was just broken coverage.
Gotcha. Okay, didn't get to watch it. So, Drake London's definitely still wide receiver one, then. No need to overreact. Also, on that bet, it was Bijan 25 receiving yards. 25 receiving yards. I literally... oh my gosh, I'm so upset now. Because all I needed was a Bijan touchdown and a Saquon touchdown. Saquon almost had his, and Bijan was open on the Kyle Pitts. Or not the Kyle Pitts. The Drake London touchdown. So,
dude.
Oh, step up,
boys. The last drive of the game for the Eagles.
Yeah.
It was... They were in the red zone. Did you see it?
Yeah,
they should have ran it.
Well, right here.
Yes. Right, why wouldn't you ran it? Run it. I understand. No, I don't. The play calling. It was Barkley should have caught it, but you know what? You've been beating this Falcons team with a rush this whole game.
Hold on, let me see.
Why not run it?
Hold on. I wouldn't have run that. I would not have run that. Absolutely not. Look at that coverage. Look at
but it's Barkley.
Look, I don't care.
To the left. If he would have handed it off right there, if he would have handed it off, he would have had an open.
He would have had a first down and more. If he had tossed it right here, right, toss here, go now,
and here if you're running play action, it gives the safety more times to step back, and
he stepped back.
Bates
is there, and 22 is there. I don't know who 22 is. By the way, it was getting pressure. Judon was gonna get a sack on that play. Is he wearing his red sleeves? Please tell me he's wearing his red sleeves. He is wearing his red sleeves. I love that. I miss him. I miss him so. Yeah, I don't know. That's this week's of football. I was awful in my predictions. Bradley was a little bit better. Which goes into next week, and I believe the game is the Patriots and the Jets.
It is.
Patriots on Thursday night. So I won't even have to watch football this next weekend. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Only joking. I'll be in pain, though, because my team will probably lose. But to actually go and look at it. I can't spell.
Yeah, I have the Jets here, yeah.
Yeah. I am going to pick my team only because I won't pick against them. In our pick-ems, I'll pick the Jets. But for right now, I will say the Patriots are going to win.
So he's lying. So he's lying on the pick-ems.
Yeah. No, I'm lying on here. I'm lying on here because I really think we should win, but we won't because we're away and it's the Jets and I don't know. Rodgers is playing. Hopefully Drake May comes in and throws a deep ball touchdown to Javon Baker. Makes all the people in wheelchairs stand up. If you know, you know. Alright? If you know, you know. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of where we wrap it up today. I mean, there's not much more to talk about. So, other than we both are picking the... Well, I guess we're both are picking the Jets. I guess, actually. I'll just say I'll pick the Jets. Alright? So I guess we're both picking the Jets. Another exciting week of football in the books. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where we wrap it up, though, right?
Yeah, I don't have much else.
Alright, so... I just want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.